Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
On Wednesday this past week, the New York Times, above the fold, began an article this way, quote, on Tuesday, it was a high school in small town Kentucky. On Monday, a school cafeteria outside Dallas and a charter school parking lot in New Orleans. And before that, a school bus in Iowa, a college campus in Southern California, a high school in Seattle. The scene in Benton, Kentucky was the worst so far in 2018, end of quote. For all of these past 7 years, we've waited and waited to be able to use this headline. Today's school shooting is brought to you by the sponsoring organization would probably not be the NRA. It might be a new state-of-the-art hospital, Johnson & Johnson, a clothing manufacturer shilling bulletproof vests, Smith, Wesson, or Colt, a local ambulance service. The point being that these incidents are now as meaningless to most of us as who faces off in the Super Bowl. Oh, sure, another one. Well, our thoughts and prayers arise with those of our deeply involved president, members of Congress from particularly hard-hit states, parents, teachers, church members, parents from earlier episodes in which they were robbed and raped of their children's lives and welfare. You'd think with this volume of pleading, something good would happen. We watch this kind of breaking news with the same attention we grant to 40-car pileups on an interstate. And then we wait patiently for the next item of breaking news. Not for us, the redundant blaming or shaming or the enumeration of obvious fixes to the problem of too many guns in too many unstable hands. The shock and sorrow of these successive and near daily events has become, over time, just part of the background noise of living in the United States, just part of the daily cacophony that comprises the landscape of the Trump administration. We are not saying that Donald is on a rampage to remove the least deserving from the earth. We are saying that under his guidance, the incidents described above are increasing and increasingly meaningless, if not approved, then condoned, and berated for taking funding from our armed forces and veterans. But everything that emanates from the White House, of which the president does not approve, is guilty of exactly the same thing. We're robbing the best and brightest of our young heroes to be of their ability to defend our nation from them. The Taliban, ISIS, the Syrians, even, wait for it, the Russians. The ignoring of life and death matters on the streets of our country comes at the expense of defenseless children, the homeless, the elderly, and the weak. From his Olympian perch on a dais, or from the back of Air Force One, Trump is capable of minimizing wage gaps, insurance premiums, food stamps, the lives of young people brought here without international passports. He cares not for clean air, water, food, and he sure as hell has written off Puerto Rico, home to 3.5 million people of varying colors, which are not his color, in terms of electricity, shelter, and health. His cabinet is comprised of men and women on the grab, determined to do as much as they can to line their own pockets, as well as to destroy so many of the qualities that made our nation the envy of all. In short, whether or not a man or woman voted for him, he has forgotten their assistance and their belief. His promises are as evanescent as those of Mitch McConnell. Would you bet your farm on his intentions? What people seem to fear most early on in the administration was the ever-present bogey of normalization. Well, as far as we can see, normalization has not only taken place, we are well past it now. We expect injustice, skewed reasoning, rabid partisan attacks. We expect that sooner or later the little fat boy in North Korea will have had enough. We expect to have to go it alone, economically, in warfare, in diplomacy. We're proud to do so. True enough, not every American agrees with this America First stance. But to say so makes us into one of them, liable to be called out on Twitter or, in fact, disappeared from our jobs and desks that for so long had been devoted to maintaining the stature and direction of our great country. The continual attacks on our institutions, the FBI, the Department of Justice, have in fact confused a great portion of the populace. After all, the longer you hear lies repeated again and again, the easier it is to at least begin to wonder whether what you thought was true is true no longer. Maybe he's right and we're wrong. Miraculously, he's getting away with it. None of our most feared nightmares has come to pass. Yet. Through the goodness of God, he's been surrounded at times by men and women of character and common sense who, at the last minute, have been able to deflect Trump from simply saying, "I alone can fix it," and from believing his own Godhead. There is no confusion here. What people fear has occurred. The Democrats are immobilized by uncertainty. The Republicans are hanging on to Trump's skirts as together they keep crossing Rubicons. Those of us in the middle, the warriors, are made light of, perhaps deservedly. If we can't pull ourselves and our cohorts together to offer resistance to what is happening here, perhaps we really and truly deserve to lose the last chance to make America great again. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.